With just over 2 weeks until Election Day, campaigns from both parties are stepping up their efforts to reach voters in New Hampshire. And HBR's Jason Moon tagged along with some Republican volunteers as they made their case to voters in Derry over the weekend.
On Sunday afternoon, a handful of canvassers with the state Republican Party met in the parking lot of the Clam Haven restaurant in Derry. From there, they set out into a leafy suburban neighborhood. The goal was to reach undecided voters, ideally before the Patriots game started later that afternoon. With the help of a canvassing app, the group went from door to door, logging the reactions of voters as they went. Derry is a Republican-leaning town, and many of the voters who answered their doors, like Paul Ford, were sympathetic to the cause.
Hi, how are you?
Good, yourself?
Good, thanks. Where would the New Hampshire Republican Committee
be? You have two Trump voters right in this house.
Woo!
But when he was asked about the U.S. Senate race between Governor Maggie Hassan and Senator Kelly Ayotte, Ford was less certain, though his reasoning was more personal than political.
You know, we're not sure. You know, at one time I was an elementary school principal before I retired, and I was in Exeter, New Hampshire, and I happened to have Governor Hassan's two children as students. And she's very near and dear to me. She was very, very supportive of education, very, very supportive of the kids in Exeter, New Hampshire. So that's a tough one.
Ford wasn't the only voter in Derry struggling with his decision. Kevin Morrison was unloading the trunk of his car in his driveway when a volunteer asked if he knew who he would be voting for.
I did.
You did?
And I was originally for Trump.
Yay!
And I'm in the Never Hillary camp.
Okay. Good. Well, we like to hear that.
But also, I'm in the, does he have to be such an idiot camp? So, I've been a little turned off lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I still think I have to vote for him.
Republican canvassers like Lily Grady seem to take these kinds of responses in stride. She says the negative impressions some voters have of Donald Trump are due to unfair coverage from the media.
You know, the media is not doing their job right, I think. You know, they're biased, and at this point, they're not even trying to hide their bias, so.
Do you feel like you have an uphill battle sometimes with voters to kind of get past that?
Yeah, and to get the truth, which I think they have to go in search of it themselves.
Whether due to media bias or some other reason, volunteers did seem to be up against a climate of political negativity. One voter said there were no good choices. Another called the presidential race embarrassing. One man, while leaning out from behind his front door, said he hates both presidential candidates and wouldn't be voting for either. So with just 16 days remaining before Election Day, it seems both parties have their work cut out for them. For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.